We love hip hop.
First meal of the day, bro. You gotta get it. I fucked up. All right. Y'all ready to do this?
I like this. Woo, woo. I like the claps.
Nice hand claps over there.
Yeah, you know I like this.
I'm ready.
On the way in.
It's anniversary time. You know what I'm saying? It's the year 7 of the We Love Hip Hop podcast.
Jeez. Big seven. Big
shit,
seven.
Man. Episode, what, 446? Quick fast before we even... Not my headphones. Before we even get into this, man.
Yeah.
Y'all know what our first episode, what happened on the first episode? Just for a little trivia.
7 years ago?
7 years ago, February 20-something. 25th is when the episode was uploaded, I think. But on the 17th is when we recorded. There was a song that dropped against Nicki Minaj. I'm going to give you guys some hints. Who was the artist who dropped the song dissing Nicki Minaj in 2017? February 17th.
Remy Ma.
Ah, hold on. Air horns. Late air horns. You are correct, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah. That day when we first started the podcast, and big salute to Mike Stone, actually. he was the first co-host at the time. Salute to PK Herc as well.
For sure.
But that day, that's when Sheether dropped.
Yeah.
I woke up. Was like, okay, I'm going to do a podcast. Finally. You know, like I made a decision. And then I woke up and I got a Christmas gift.
Here, nice.
Yeah.
Whoa. Got something to talk about.
Yeah. And I think we spent pretty much the whole episode talking about that. But that was classic shit, man.
Good.
Let's get into it, man.
Turn me up in the headphones, son.
Turn the music up, turn me down. Guru.
Let's go get it.
It's time for the money, my nigga.
It's time for the money, my nigga.
Brooklyn, stand up.
Brooklyn.
Never been a nigga this good, but it's long, this hood. But it's hot, this hot, but it's strong. So many different flows, this one's for this song. The next one I switch up, this one will get bit up. You fuck, too lazy to make up shit. They crazy, they don't paint pictures, they just trace me. You know what, soon they forget where they pluck. They hold staff from and try to reverse the outcome. I'm like, what? I'm not a biter, I'm a writer for myself and others. I say a big verse, I'm only bigging up my brother. Bigging up my barrel, I'm big enough to do it. I'm that barrel, plus I know my own flow is foolish. To the rings and things you sing about,
bring them out.
It's hard to yell when the barrel's in your mouth. New sneakers, dual seaters, few divas. What more can I tell you? Let me spell it for you. W-I-L-L-I-E. Nobody truer than H-O-V. And I'm back for more. New York's ambassador, prime minister, back to finish my business up.
What more can I say? Episode 446. Cubicle Gang Scroll, Common Gang Scroll.
Wake up.
It's about to go down.
I get it from my seat for that.
In a real way.
Frank Ocean on the hook.
Human beings in a mind.
Let's go.
We love hip hop.
To a king.
We love hip hop.
To king to a god.
We love hip hop.
To god to a non-believer.
Come on.
Who don't believe in anything.
Stains the Colosseum door.
Talk to him.
Lies on the lips of a priest. Thanksgiving disguised as a feast. Rolling in the Rolls Royce Caniche. Only the doctors got this. I'm hiding from police. Cocaine seats, all white like I got the whole thing bleached. Drug dealer chic. I'm wondering if a thug's prayers reach. It's pious, pious. God loves pious. Socrates asks who's pious. ERC. Off Plato. I'm out here ballin', I know you hear my sneaks. Jesus was a carpenter, easy, lay beats.
capital. Will he murder for capital?
Let's go. This is the Jay-Z I'm talking about.
So you niggas change your attitude before they ask him what happened. Don't forgive him. He got them dark forces in him. But he also got a righteous cause for sending them a murder me. So I gotta murder them first. Emergency. Doctors performing procedures.
Jesus.
I ain't trying to be facetious, but...
Got me moving. Got me moving.
This is what I was telling you about with that Jay-Z that I was telling you about.
That's a Jay-Z.
Not Jay-Z. Mr. You know, and I went here and I dropped the yellow spot down on the floor. Like, come on, bro. Come on, man. You know you could do better than that. But let's get into it, man. We are Bok is the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast, Friday Ricky Dread, aka Keep It Low Rick, aka Speak the Truth Rick, aka the guy. I'm playing. My headphones are messing with me today. We're over here, episode 446, Utopia Record Studio. We got Dusty Wallace in the motherfucking building.
Yeah, I already know.
Big air horns.
Thank you.
Late air horns. Thank you. Let's go.
You already know it's Dusty Wallace, Trappity Trap. You already know. Used to rap, now I do this podcast flow. You know what I'm saying? Keeping it smoother than a baby's bottom as usual. You know
yes,
what I'm
sir.
Saying?
Yes, sir.
Still keeping it positive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Gotta do it. Gotta
do
it.
That's what I do. What's up?
And we got DJ Zar in the motherfucking building.
Ooh, back at it like a crack addict.
Let's go. And big salute to B3 over here behind the scenes.
Yes, sir. B3zzle and the Kizzle, the voice of the streets. You already know. Come on. My guy.
And we back over here. Another episode of Podcast Madness for your head top. Before you even get into this, big salute to the sponsors. Big salute to Diamond Club.
Big salute.
They got delivery all over the GTA. Hit them up on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada. They got very, very dope, loud, edibles, pens, anything you need. Also, you can find them on the 7 Days of Weed website. Use the code WELOVEHIPHOP. Get yourself a little discount. You heard? Also, if you need that blem, hit up Steaming Hot Grabber. My glasses are steaming right now.
It's because of the grabber.
I know, right?
Mine too.
Big up the Steaming Hot Grabber. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steaming Hot Grabber. Use the code WELOVEHIPHOP if you want a discount and get yourself some of that hot, hot grabber. One last one. Big salute to Exotic Hot Pots. If you need some merch, as well as the loudest of louds, hit them up on their Instagram page, exotichotpots.ca. Get yourself some delivery as well. You know what I'm saying? Big salute to the sponsors, man.
Big salute.
Dusty Wallace.
Yowie.
DJ Zar.
Yowie.
How's y'all, you know, and B3, how's y'all week been? I'm going to tell y'all straight off the top. I'm going to do the least amount of talking in this podcast. I've spoken enough this week. So I just want to know what y'all think of everything that's going on. So let's start with you, Dusty. How's your week been?
It's been good. Been positive. Been, productive. You know what I mean? It was Valentine's. You know what I mean? Did my little Valentine's thing. You know what I mean? Kept it going, man. Just kept it trill. That's it.
Okay. You know what, I mean? what about you, Zark?
I had a good week. I DJ'd an elementary school Valentine's Day dance.
So okay.
I was DJing from like for kindergartners up to grade 8.
So what were you playing? Like Oscar the Grouch, like remixes and shit?
Yeah, I was playing Bear Ghostbusters.
Oh my God.
Yo, the kids know how to cha-cha slide, which is crazy. Yeah, I mean, it tells you how to do it in the dance, but it's still impressive.
Yeah.
Baby shark. Oh, I'm a gummy bear. You know the
bears.
So wait a minute.
For the kindergartens. I was like blending them.
Baby shark.
You see kids doing some offbeat moves and shit. You know,
and then you get to see what like the older, I guess, young kids are listening to, like 10, 11, 12. Like,
yeah.
These guys love Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
They actually like I had some requests for like Travis Scott, like a lot of Travis Scott and Taylor Swift.
But the clean version.
I had to play clean.
Yeah.
One of them wanted me to play Slut Me Out. I'm like, I don't know if there's a clean version of that. You know what I'm like, yo, you're like 10.
You know that.
Hold on, yeah. Is there a clean version for Pound Town? Remember, we had our combo last
week.
There's a clean version of Pound Town.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you play it?
No, I played Ski clean version though.
What?
At one point, version? Yeah.
What isn't that blurred out every other like word?
Yeah.
I mean, if you see me, then you're trying to see what's up. You don't gotta, you know, that one's good.
Okay.
Ski.
Yeah, you know, that's fine. But that's the main thing, really, you know.
The kids,
the verses suck, you know what I'm saying? Just the chorus. But
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the kids were grooving to it. And following B3's example, I stopped vaping as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yes.
Started, you know what I'm saying? Because, yo, I just realized, bro, like, I'd rather smoke bogeys. Smoke bogeys than vape.
You might
I can't
as well.
Trust the vape. Like, thank the you. Bogeys, like, you know, yo, respect.
You did it.
We got a live audience. For some reason, like, I just feel like the vape is going to, like, mess people up in the future. Whereas bogeys, like, we kind of know what happens. Some people live old and still smoke bogeys. So I'm good with just, like, I guess, grabba as my nicotine source.
Yeah.
Even
that's kind of crazy, but yeah. Grabba ting, holy, mashing up people.
It's the grabba, bro. The grabba's the worst, man.
Yeah, it's
really? I think it's the best.
Well,
I think it's the best.
Out of all forms of nicotine, like, Shisha's all right, but
it's strong though. It's super strong.
Wait a minute.
It's perfect.
What did you, and I'm actually like breaking my model. I'm not fucking talking about shit.
Yeah.
But shisha.
Yes.
Somebody told me that smoking a shisha is the equivalent of smoking like 3 packs of cigarettes.
Apparently, it's man. If you have the actual tobacco one, yeah, because I think it's the way it's being consumed, the way it's burning, and like what you're ingesting into your lungs from the smoke inhalation is pretty bad in shisha. Plus, you're in a room with other people smoking shisha
and flavored and all that.
And
right?
You're probably there for a few hours.
Just smoking. Yeah, just hot
the secondhand smoke.
Yeah.
The secondhand smoke is usually worse than the original, like the first. You know?
Yeah. That's crazy.
I love shisha though, man. Like it's really part of like our culture. And like you go there, you have a tea, shisha, playing cards, like watch a sports game. So it is more of like it's almost like going to a bar, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a vibe.
Yeah.
I know engineers who have a shisha next to them as their engineering. Just
that's crazy.
Puffing.
That's pretty much what a vape is, though. Yeah. Like, let's be like a vape. It's more you're using it more than cigarettes because you're constant. I'm in my car vaping. I'm in the elevator vaping. Like, how is vaping everywhere?
Man, it's like every minute, every 5 minutes is a pull.
Vape.
Yeah.
You don't realize it. By the end of the day, you've done like thousands of pulls, and it's crazy.
Yeah. With a bogey, you're only like smoking what, like 10, 20 a day. With a vape, you're hitting that like hundreds of times a day, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Even with me who, I can't even lie, I've been smoking both. I smoke like 2 bogeys a day.
Okay, that's cool. Light.
Right?
That's
if
light.
I get in the car, I'll smoke a bogey.
The thing with bogeys too is that you're either outside or you're in a spot that's allowed to smoke bogeys.
And that's rare.
Yeah, and so the vaping is more accessible because you can do it at any moment, any moment, anytime, in anywhere, you know? Yeah. So
it's electrical smoke, brothers.
Yeah.
It's electrical smoke. I don't trust it.
Yeah.
Anything you got to plug into the wall?
Yeah.
Nah, I got control of you. That's going to have control of you.
Be careful. Well, listen, man. Congratulations, brother.
Yes.
Congrats. What is that, week one? How many days?
Oh, yeah.
We'll check back at episode 447.
Yeah. And speaking of the checking in.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been a week off of it. So, and
we got to send these niggas to rehab for motherfucking bacon.
I'm on a puffer now. I'm on a puffer now, bro. I had to go to the doctor.
Yeah. Really? See what it's doing, guys?
Yeah, I'm on a puffer over here.
Wait, you developed asthma or you already had it?
No, they didn't say it was an asthma thing. I think
bronchitis.
Yeah, so I have pulmonary obstructive infections going on.
You see what I'm saying? Because
of the grabba, the vaping. I had like 3 vapes in rotation at the same time.
That's mud.
Well, yo, I'm glad you stopped, bro. And
it's
the best move you could do, man. Health is wealth, for real.
Yeah. Yeah.
I went to go look for my vape.
I can't lie, though. The urge to smoke is crazy. Like, especially being surrounded by people who are smoking and balling up and hitting vapes all the time. Like, I just...
Hitting vapes, eh?
I want that stuff.
Vapes is a new thing, man. I went to a party, all vapes.
Yeah, for so long. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, they need like a healthy alternative where other than not doing it, but like, you know, like a vape where it's not really inflicting any damage to your lungs.
Facts.
They can come up with that, but
impossible. Anything you can plug into a wall?
Yeah.
Mash you up.
Yeah. That's a fact.
Other than that, you know, I've been working. I might have the chance to meet 50 tonight. So you're looking forward to that. So yeah.
Okay. Right. Well, shit, man.
It's gonna be a little crazy.
Salute to you, man. And, salute. And make sure to if that happens, we got to catch up next week and find out everything.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm definitely taking pictures. I'm milking the pictures and everything.
Yeah, go viral, man.
Everything, bro.
Trust me. Right. Well, okay, well, now that we got the pleasantries out the way, let's just do a quick few announcements and then we got a lot of news to get to.
Yeah, we do.
Let's get to it.
Oh, man. We're going on tour. Big salute to Junk. Mm-hmm. Junk, he's going to Niagara to Camp Cataract. Is that the place?
Cataract.
Cataract. Right?
And that's in 30. That's one of the places we're going to. Niagara.
Niagara. All right.
Okay, so that's 43. Yeah. First live shows for you, Zar. You
know the Vowels.
Wait, am I invited?
Yeah, you're sir. Invited, fam. Live.
Of course.
Wait,
I'm on tour.
Camp Cataract, Niagara.
Yeah.
Tour.
What day? Camp Cataract, that's what it is.
What day?
Why, you busy?
I mean, I'll make plans.
It's going to be April 20th, so it's
420. I'll make some space.
Okay. April 20th.
Okay.
420.
Okay,
420
even. Okay, and that's over at 4317 Queen Street over there in Niagara. It's going down.
Is this 420?
Yeah.
My birthday is 421.
Wow.
So this is going to be a big celebration. We're going to throw my head. Yo, come on now. Lit. Yes.
Do this.
I have the most lit birthday right after 420.
It's going to be crazy. So big salute to Household, who's presenting this. Mm-hmm. Big salute to Stone Giant. He's going to be hosting it. Yes, we're going to be performing. There's going to be a bunch of opening acts as well. But most importantly, then We Love Hip Hop Boys live podcasting this
tour building. Over.
All right. So salute for look out for that. And there'll be some more dates getting closer to that we'll be able to announce to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Oh. I think we got everything out the way. So let's start here.
We love hip hop.
Listen to the sponsors, Diamond Club, with delivery all over the GTA and now all across Canada. They got the best selection of flower, edibles, and pens and all types of goodies that you need. You can find them on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada, or you can find them on the 7 Days of Weed app as well as the Leafy Things app. Let them know that you heard about them through the We Love Hip Hop Network and they may give you a discount. Big salute to Diamond Club. Cheer!
Big side.
I feel like I give up on the Toronto rap scene sometimes, bro.
Same.
After that whole debacle with Drake offering the verse, right? And, you know, Drake, for the people who don't know, who haven't been following the scene, Drake offered Doovie and Pressa a verse if they can do a collabo together. Okay? All three mans on one tune. Big, big tune. Pressa said yes. Doovie said he wants $2 million and all the royalties. I don't know. I can't say anything else. This is all on y'all, fam.
Whoa.
Because I've said enough, fam. I've been ranting, screaming my head off all week. I'm not doing it anymore, fam.
Yeah.
I want to know what you guys think of this shit, fam.
No, honestly, I understand where the anger and resentment is coming from, where he has to be like, you guys have to pay me to do stuff like that, right? But like, yo, this is such a like alley-oop being thrown at you. This is a life-changing
thing. You're gonna miss it. You're gonna just
watch, you know, it's like it. It's like even if it doesn't fix all the problems, like, just, you should still do it, just to, like, if you really cared about your career and your future and like the people around you that you're trying to bring up with you, this is what it takes to do that.
Yeah,
you know, this is a moment where if you nail it properly, you can bring everybody around you up.
Life changer.
Yeah, right? You can take everybody with you,
and maybe y'all will forget about certain things that obviously won't go away in your memories, but you know what I mean? Life does go on.
Mm-hmm.
As life goes on, things that hurt you in the past become further in the past, because then even other things happen to hurt you and overtake what hurt you before that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So life is a very, very twisted journey that you got to take. You know what I'm saying? And like, a lot of this stems from like eons.
Yeah.
I'm talking decades now, eh?
Generations.
Generational shit. So it's a lot, man. Like, and if you want to get over the generational curse that we're having, it might not take them two on the same record. I'm just being real.
Okay.
But it could take the boy showing a little bit more love to individuals a little bit more and giving them some records to get them, give them that alley. That's what most likely they would rather want.
So you're saying Pressa, do a verse for Pressa and do a verse for Doovie?
Yeah. Doovie's in jail, bro. what can he really do right now anyways? The alley-oop for Doovy right now is you saying, yo, I'm going to send you a verse and do what, you know what I'm saying? Like, to me, what I was thinking was more like, yo, this could probably get his ass out of jail because now you're doing good work. You're doing, you're trying to change your community, right? That could help you. That nigga Drake got some power in my eyes.
Drake reached out to you while you were in jail to do a song. You must be a good guy.
Yeah.
Thank like you. That there's something behind
that definitely helps your case.
That would have helped you, bro.
Why isn't that something that clicks in the head?
Well,
like
well,
you see
yeah,
that?
But you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm putting it out there now. So if the nigga is watching, he probably probably see if that offer's still there.
The judge looks like, what? You have a song with Drake?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You have like not even made that? He wants to do a song with you?
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
What are you doing here? Get out.
Right? Or let's say you did make it while you were behind, but whatever is going on in your situation.
Yeah.
That may have helped you get some more money to get a better lawyer. Who knows? Maybe dude would have helped you get a lawyer.
Yeah.
A better one.
Don't even spend your money. I got this.
I got you.
We're collaborators.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, there's science behind things, right? And there's a level behind things. And like, even if it's a finesse thing for certain people behind the scenes, it could work. You know what I mean? Certain things could have worked out for that man's benefit. And then that's where I give a lot of credit to Presso, because even if he was thinking that along those lines, like, yo, that could probably help him come out. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the dude does make good music, even if it is his competition. That's who you would want out to, so you can make more better music, because that's who's keeping you competitive, right?
Yeah.
But
steel sharpens steel.
Yeah, yeah. But I say, I'm the type of person, because I know very much so deeply what's going on too.
Mm-hmm.
I would just keep my mouth shut now. You know what I mean? Like, you can only bring the horse to the water. You can't
make him drink.
You can't make them drink it Friday.
Yeah.
You understand? Like, can't force them to drink this Kool-Aid no more, dog. And people have their own outlook of how they see what has ever, and it just stems from, like, it doesn't have to even be about the death part and people dying behind things and all that. It's just the lack of respect that
it's the after when guys are dissing each other, bro.
Yeah, so you can't really, how can I sit in the same room as you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a science to it too, right? Like, I can't, right? You'd still want to beat the socks off of the person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe these guys should take the chance and really, like, go duke it out in a ring for real. Someone put it together for real and let these guys really beat the shit out of each other, bruh. And without embarrassment. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe it's not even televised or whatever people would want it to be. Nah, just let them go there and beat the hell out of each other and get it out of the way. I don't know if that would even work. You know what I mean?
Mm. But, probably not.
All right. So you just got to allow things and let the energy flow where people will recognize it on their own. Because there's still other pockets of hip hop in Toronto that are working together.
Yes.
That we still need to put light on. That's maybe what you need to do too as the elder of this shit, this media shit, when it comes to the independent side of it. You know what I mean? You got to now go and look, like how you had John Kabongo the other day on the show. Like,
great conversation, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, super, super
and,
great guy.
And
yeah.
I know for a fact the fans who watch us and the people who watch these other pockets of Toronto's like community, rap community coming up, they need to see that more. We need to shine more light on what some of these other people, even if they're doing it positively, shine more light on that, because you can, like I said, you brought the horses to the water. They didn't want to drink it. Now
Drake bought them there. Not only me, Drake said, yo, here's the fucking golden goose. Do you want it or not? Okay.
Yeah, but then look.
I'm going to go back to fucking big booty bitches.
Yeah, but look at the tumbleweed effect that happened after.
Yeah.
Everybody was ready to crab in the bucket shit, ready to fucking take niggas out.
Yeah.
Niggas is the other day talking about chains and like grade 5 recess shit.
It went out of control.
It's just grade 5. It almost makes me think this, like, honestly, it's entertaining to a level, but then it's just like, oh shit. There's outsiders watching this and being like, this is grade 5 recess shit right now.
Yeah. If I had money to invest, I ain't gonna invest it there.
Over there, right? Yeah. But people know, like, if it's on some gangster shit, let's just be real, There ain't no way that niggas is cutting the beef.
Mm.
You go to LA, you think really certain crews are, even though they have a peace policy out there, you know what I'm saying? And certain you know, colors is mixing out with other colors and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah.
There's still polys in between that,
of
bruh.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. it will never, ever, ever, ever be, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Well, that's why, and before you say something, sorry, that's why LA's underground scene is where they are as well. They're kind of in the same position as us.
Yeah.
Their polys is so in the way that the mans can't even like really get their underground scene popping. The guys who've been popping, been popping.
Mm.
And that's...
Like that's, Snoop and those guys are the same guys who've been popping forever.
Yeah.
03 Greedo and different guys like that, they're mm-hmm. still very much underground mm-hmm. Outside of the LA or outside of California.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Same thing like the problem we're having with us because they have mad politics there too. Their politics got in the way with their shit just like ours.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for instance, what it is then, if it's negative, maybe we shouldn't be posting it at all when it comes to certain blogs. They shouldn't even post it if they really want this to work, right?
Mm.
Like, let's just say I was running a certain blog and I see, oh, Doovy said, oh, I ain't doing shit for 2 mil. You know what I would have done? I wouldn't even have posted it. Because now, if we don't post it, let him open his mouth. Let Drake go see that for himself.
Mm.
What we're doing is trying to promote our artists to get to a better level, right? So we're not going to give him away like that. I wouldn't give him away. I would just let him rant, right? Because he could have got the phone call later and been told, like, you know what I mean? Just cool. Let's do this or something.
Yeah, take that down.
All right. Right? But now it's gone around so far that he can't even take it back.
Yeah. You're right about that.
Yeah, like, that's true.
He can't
say, oh, my bad. I didn't mean that.
Yeah.
I was just playing.
Just all kidding. Right. But as soon as a blog picked it up, they're like, woo, this is hot.
Didn't even think
for the youth 1 minute. Was just thinking about their click. You know what I mean? Thinking about getting their likes, right?
That's, and I'll say I'm guilty too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right? So if you want it to work, it starts with you too. You're the leader then. Because like they're taking your content and then posting it anyways.
Yeah. Well.
And not tagging you.
Well, that's a whole other story.
Exactly. Right? So but if it was a positive thing, would they take it and tag you still?
No.
All right. And if you didn't do it, then they wouldn't have no juicy shit to not tag you about because you're not the one who's enforcing the... Now, they can't blame it on you. They can't say you're the one who's started this Friday. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, you get what I'm saying?
Then fuck it. I wouldn't even... Don't... When these rappers sometimes post their anger issues online, I just wouldn't post it no more. I'd be like, nah, that's not even juicy enough.
Mm.
Let me see what you did after that you got mad. What did you do after? Did you go outside and feed some people? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let me talk about that after. Let me talk about, yeah, you went off the other day and then the next day you were outside feeding the homeless. You know what I'm saying? Something different, because if you're shedding light on just a negative, then it's going to just tumbleweed into more negativity, fam.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm not blaming you, fam. I'm not blaming you neither. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're not to blame.
Posting hot shit is easier for the blog when it's negative than when it's positive.
Very much
that's
so.
That's a whole mindset. It's not even a Toronto
sells.
Thing.
It's not even a Toronto.
The negative
it's an internet
sells.
Thing.
It's an internet
thing.
Yeah,
people eat that shit up.
Yeah.
Right? So if you... But like if a collective, like how they'd want to... If everybody's posting the same negative and everybody turned it around and posted the same positive, it would still work.
Yeah.
It would work, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Zara, what are your thoughts on this, man? We've gone a whole week. You're watching the whole scene, the whole thing unfold. You got to see every single level.
Yeah.
The comment. We spoke about the comment already, mm-hmm. but you got to see Presser say yes and then Doovy say no, basically. Like, mm-hmm. what did you feel when you seen that blue post upon Doovy's story?
Yo, honestly, okay, when I went into the situation, I saw it from like a capitalistic non-hood perspective where it's like Drake's offering to do a song with you. Why wouldn't you do that? Right.
Yeah.
That's the whole time. That's how I was seeing it. Now that I've kind of seen the consequences and like the events that followed, like I can respect people standing on principles, mm-hmm. that are beyond just money and clout. Because for us, it's like, yo, Drake, like, this is like a key to like success. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I'm not sure about their exact situation, but it's like, oh, like, you know, you had something to do with the death of my family or whatever. Like, I don't care how much money you offer me. Like, I'm never gonna want that. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously it takes a bigger mind to be like, I forgive you, but it's kind of like, that's, I kind of respect it if you're like standing on principles to be like, that doesn't mean continue the violence, but it's kind of like, you can't just sell yourself and like your principles and your values for like money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I do want peace ultimately, even though that sounds like, you know, not to make a joke, but like utopian, like it's almost like ideal, like it's almost like a fantasy almost, you know, like this idea of like everyone just gets along. That's not how humans work. You know, we've never been in a conflict-free state in our existence. Actually, the times we're in right now is probably the safest. Back in the day, you could just be chilling and someone just raids your village, takes your women, and takes you as captive. Like, that was a regular thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's true.
So, now we're in, like, probably the most, like, safe, privileged...
Most civilized
times. Yeah,
civilized
exactly. And, but it's still, like, we still have those hints of war in us. That's why you gotta hit the gym, bro. You gotta put that aggression towards the weights or sports, because, like, that's our war instinct, is that same thing that's continuing these, like I would say polys, is like, you, these men have a lot of energy.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? They might not have a place to put that energy. And then there's also ideas of purpose, right? Like, I'd imagine if you wake up as a gangster and you stand on principles like, this is my ends, you're willing to die for these ends, you have purpose in your life. You walk with purpose. Like, I'm from this, I rep this. You know what I'm saying? Like a religious affiliation almost, or like an ethnic affiliation. Like, these are my ends. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I can respect the principle behind saying no, but I definitely think we should still try to make efforts. Like, Drake should get every like head person from each hood and just like, you know, do like, have his security, make sure there's no guns in the room, and just let like moderate and see what that could have. See if that could like maybe, because enemies talk to each other too in war. You know what I'm saying? If two countries are at war, they're still communicating.
There's someone that will communicate. They send their communicator there.
And with Drake moderating, that might like go smoother than expected. You know,
fam.
Yeah,
I just feel like I don't want to say it.
That's a great idea, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe it could be a bad idea, it could be a good idea, but I just imagine, like, because I was watching Griselda Blanco, the show, recently. There was a great time show. Where Griselda, she brought all the other drug dealers into a room, and I'm like, each of these people, you know what I'm saying? These are competitors, they're rivals, but like, they're all gathering to like discuss a bigger issue.
But you know what I'm saying? One guy still told her, I'm going to get you out of here.
Yeah.
At that meeting.
Yeah. He's the one that turned everyone against her,
but
right?
That's what I'm saying, right? So maybe
that didn't work out.
That didn't definitely work out too smoothly.
Definitely did not work out. So
that didn't work out too smoothly.
But that could be a potential avenue.
It would take the OGs from the blocks that some of these guys don't know that could be hanging with certain mans that are from those blocks today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, generations before them. A lot of these blocks were all used to be friends. All the like. These neighborhoods used to party together. If there was a party in Driftwood, man's from Rex, everybody would be going down to that one area, whatever, to party, right? Now, maybe that's how beef would start back in the day, whatever. Cool. But at the end of the day, there was a point where all of it used to mix. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? Along. Yeah. And it will never be like that, because obviously man's continued the torch and be like, yo, we don't fuck with them niggas over there, B.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Which is granted. But there's men today that hang with man from Lane, man from Rexdale, man from Driftwood. Older men, let's just be real, right? So it would take probably those type of men who are OGs to probably a lot of those younger guys that know what kind of fuckery is really going on to sit that down. And then they see that these guys are actually hanging together years later. Meanwhile, those guys' friends are all dead and gone too, right?
Yeah.
But these guys are hanging now because they're grown men and you got to get over it. Toronto's as small as a golf ball. What are you going to do your whole life? Fucking hide in a basement?
Yeah, man, can't like, even party like, that, right? Like that anymore.
Right? You can't even fucking live your life when you're older. You're going to be 55 still ducking niggas who are still living like you. That's crazy, because it probably won't be going down like that.
There won't even be no Instagram when these guys are still beefing later on in the future. And Instagram is part of the reason why these guys kept chirping at each other, because there was a gram. There'll be something else. And half of their beef that continued and got, you know, exacerbated through the gram, they won't even be that app anymore.
Yeah, but
half of that content will be gone.
Right?
You know what I'm saying? Of these guys calling each other all types of shit online.
Right.
The app will be gone and they'll be on to something else.
Yeah, like teleportation, where I could just show up at your crib, you talk some shit.
Or some kind of Oculus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're fighting a nigga for real, like in virtual reality.
In VR, imagine people. That could be a...
Be like, yo, I'm going to slit your throat in VR. Get into the GTA game.
I'm going to kill you in Meta.
I'm on your server right now. Ghost daddy niggas. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, yo, get out of my lobby, bro. Why are you here? It's right? Like, you know why I'm here.
Choking you through VR. Like, you know, that's the only way.
That might work. I'm going to get that aggression out if you're not doing it in real life.
Yeah. You'd be like, nigga, log into the VR. We have something. Let's fight. Yeah. Let's kill each other right now. Yeah. VR style.
And then take the glasses off, right? And then we're back to normal.
Yeah.
Friday, I want to ask you, do you feel like a possible solution to the like overall violence could be more gentrification?
That's a tough one, because the tail end of gentrification is people getting displaced, right? But let's say that they had good intentions, because I don't ever trust like the governments and all that who control shit, right? But let's say they do have good intentions, and then you just continue to displace people, displace until everywhere is a good place. Mm-hmm. Even where the people got displaced to, and you gentrify that area, mm-hmm. you can't push them any further out. You just have to continue to gentrify and clean up the whole place until everybody's living in a clean, safe place. Mm-hmm. Is that the plan? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's what gentrification should really look like. No matter where you live, your place should be clean. You shouldn't, there safe. Should be no hoods. Mm-hmm. There should only be neighborhoods.
Yeah.
You understand?
And affordable housing and whatever, and all so that. On and so on.
Is that what that is? Just making a neighborhood like updated.
You're cleaning up you're cleaning up the neighborhoods that were once low income neighborhoods, and now you're putting a Starbucks and more condos.
Maybe
and stuff
a library,
like
a gym, like community services, access to activities. Okay.
But the gentrification that's happening now, they're not doing that. Mm-hmm. They're making condos, things and like all these different places for people who have higher income to
that's what it seems like.
Get the benefits of. You know what I'm saying? But if they really wanted to do it, then they'd make a community center as well and all that. People who are they're making the gentrification or rebuilding these places for don't need a community center. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? They're coming from OT, taking over a $2,500 a month apartment or condo. They're fixed. They're not broken, fam. They're broken in their other ways, but they don't have poverty brokenness.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they don't need a community center.
Or they could have gotten themselves out of it. You know what I mean? You never know.
There's those ones.
Yeah.
Right? But for the amount of time I've lived downtown around bare condos, we're not seeing people who are like impoverished people who are moving into these condos. We're seeing, you know, kids get exchange students.
Yeah, yeah.
People who got crazy, good jobs, whatever. Even if they're struggling. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We're not seeing somebody who might have a gun on them. Mm-hmm. Because they're worrying about looking over their shoulder because they got beef.
Yeah.
They're living a different life, fam. They don't even know that life happens.
I feel like the only opportunity available for people who are originally from those neighborhoods is they might get like subsidized housing or like Toronto community housing, and like that could be good, but normally the ones I've seen are like they're obviously not going to be like super super high level like in terms of quality, but if you can ensure that there's like a safe neighborhood and access to like affordable housing, affordable food, whatever, you might see less crime.
And not, you know, there's one thing, because that affordable thing is actually starting to irk me a little bit with all due respect. Mm. Why does things have to be affordable? Why not just spread the wealth so we can all afford shit?
Yo.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't have to be in a place that, you know, the rent is lower because, you know, the people in that area just happen to have like they're in impoverished situations. Solve the impoverished situations, create more jobs, do all these things, and hire the people. The systemic thing that has been going on for a long time, hire the people. Don't do it as an equal opportunity thing. Do it because you're not fucking racist.
Yeah.
But what is spreading the wealth look like? Does that mean like more wage, like increasing the wage? Does it mean like government like a monthly allowance, like almost like a communist kind of thing where it's like the government gives you money every
just
month?
Make it fair for everyone.
UBI.
Because a lot of these people in these hoods, the thing that they lack is opportunity. So if everybody has the same opportunities, then what are we fighting about?
But in life, I don't think everyone has the same opportunities.
But that's also a systemic thing. No, it's because people want, the haves are going to have and the have-nots are going to continue not to have. But if everybody was going to, if that wasn't the plan and we could just, you know, not have hoods because everybody in those hoods can get a job, that's part of the problem. I can't get a job because I'm this or I'm...
Maybe my address.
My address or my color or whatever. Mm-hmm. And now, because you guys keep on telling me no, I'm going to go on road and do my fucking thing.
But I feel like...
Is that address really a problem when it comes to getting jobs?
Fam, there's people postal codes, from Scarborough. Sometimes they ask postal you can't get the job. Yo, they're not even going to tell you can't get the job. They're just going to take your resume and push it to the side.
They're like, M5C? No, I'm joking.
Right? Make name, that not a thing.
Your last name, you know, they could tell by your name and your last all name. All that if shit. You have like a real flipping black
cut last name. All of that. And now everybody will be on an equal playing field and there will be no hoods. Everybody, everywhere will be a suburb.
That sounds like Alice in Wonderland shit. You
it
know
does.
What I'm saying?
It's but not possible.
Nah,
it's
sounds
not
like possible. It sounds like communism, low key. Because like in order to it does. No, it does. But I'm not saying anything bad about that. All
I don't have nothing. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah,
with but communism.
I feel like in order to make sure everyone has equal opportunities, because for example, right? Say a guy 6'10", he has an opportunity to go to the NBA. That I will never have. We're not equal. Some people are better looking. Some people are smarter. Some people, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, but at the same time, we should have access to like anyone can have this chance to like do what they're best at. But there's going to be.
You have free education here.
Mm-hmm.
You even have free healthcare. So at the end of the day, you even get paid. Like you could get in school by OSAP. Like it's up to you where you're from. A lot of the most successful people in our city come from the most impoverished places.
Mm.
Go do the stats right flipping now.
But Canada.
So we're actually talking a load of shit if just to let us know. Because most of the people that you see in some of these high positions come from the hoods, bro. Trust me.
They made their way up.
They make their way up.
Yes. Yeah,
so a lot of people who come from these places actually have to work 10 times harder because they want to get the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? You imagine waking up and you got roaches coming out of your cereal box. Like, you want that forever? No, you're going to go to school, dog. So a lot of youths that come from these places actually finish school more than a kid from the suburbs.
Yeah, and them working that hard puts them in that better position.
Right? Seeing your mama struggle.
As
maybe,
opposed to the guy who isn't working as hard.
$200 in rent, but a lot of them might have that. When it's time to get the fuck out, they can get out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it puts you in a position where if you don't use it to your advantage, you'll forever be there. Mm-hmm. Then it becomes generational shit for you. Right? But a lot of people went there and got the hell out and buy homes in Brampton and stuff like that and go out, bro. Mm-hmm.
Friday, I want to ask you something. Okay. So say we live in a communist society, everyone's on the same level.
Mm.
You become more successful than me, right? Because like you're better at what you do. Then your kid is going to start off more successful than mine. Should you like make sure that the kid is on the same level as my kid, or should the kid have the advantages of, no, my dad put in work. I'm going to work for him. I'm going to build and grow this company. Now his kid, the empire keeps building. Now my generation, maybe there was some kind of like drug addiction or something and it gets bad. You know what I'm saying? Then there's a distance that happens between, even though we started equal. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think naturally there's going to be a separation between
people. I don't want communism. Mm. I just want an equal playing field for everybody.
But what does that look like? Like, I feel like that a universal basic income monthly allowance could kind of cover what you're saying.
I guess that could work.
No, because that wouldn't be like enough. So now if I'm making 100K a year, and now because they put in this systematic shit, now I got to go down to just making like 2,000 a year, let's just say. But I was making 100.
Yeah.
Or let's just say now, because we're in that situation, you still will have bad credit. So that means you can't open the door to the part of where that you need the credit.
Yeah.
Because you'll still be in that position. They'll line you up with the poor. If it's like that, you'll still be in the bottom of the barrel. If you got bad credit and that shit starts to kick into play, like that systematic shit, yo, bro, they'll still line you up with the poor. The middle class will still be lined up with the middle class, and that will be your playing field. That's who you will be against. So they will, even if you get it to that point where there's everything is the same and you get the same and everybody, they're going to still line you up with where you were at before we made the system come into play. So you're done.
All I want
actually more done
is if you work for something, And no matter who, what you look like, where you come from, you'll get the same opportunities and the same looks as somebody else. You know what I mean? Privilege is not a thing anymore.
Sounds like the perfect world, bro.
It is a perfect world. And
sounds like
a
perfect world.
Like I said, it's like as a realist, it's not probably going to happen because there's too much corruption.
Yeah. So even in a communist country, even if this was to be, right, and you were to be in China now with your black ass, you're still not going to get the job. But they still have an even playing field.
No, but they don't, because they have corruption.
Thank you. So it wouldn't even work here.
There's too much corruption for any of these, we're in utopian mind states that I have. There's too much corruption. But if there wasn't, it would be nice.
Mm-hmm. But you know what would make us all on an even playing field? Evil. That's where I'm going with it.
Yeah.
Is if we were all under mind control and everyone was like damn near robots, bro.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Bro, I've been watching, yo, put some X-Files song right now. When the Anunnaki created humans.
Real shit. Right,
they made us to be a slave class. You know what I'm saying?
All right, but you're just working for your dollar now.
Shout out Billy Carson.
Let's keep it moving.
Big Stu to Steven Hot Grabber with a variety of different grabber flavors and dispensers. They got Red Rose Grabber, that Red Herring Grabber, and Peanut Butter. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steamin' Hot Grabber, and use the code WeLoveHipHop and receive a discount on your order. Again, you can find them on Instagram, Steamin' Hot Grabber. Now let's get back to the show. Cheer.
It started with this whole doobie thing. We went deep.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm glad.
That was a good combo.
You know what I'm saying? But doobie, I feel that he might have to make some decisions that you could take it back, fam. I'm not going to look at you crazy if you take it back. But okay, that continued into the week, right? Yeah. Big Stu keeps it solid. He decided to get back on the Twitter spaces. He once had it at the Clubhouse, okay? And he's like, all right. Let me try something.
Again. Take two.
I don't know why he tried it, man. I don't know what he expected of our city. Our poor city, man. One second.
How many listeners were in that?
There was like 1,400 listeners when I went back to check the replay.
Those clubhouses got wild back when.
What?
Those got wild, bro.
Out of control.
I don't know how the spaces is or X is, because I haven't been on Twitter like that, or I don't have an X account, but like, jeez, bro.
I want to.
Clubhouses were crazy.
Add a random anecdote. Like, I would used to go on Twitter spaces, and I have a group of 10 people from America that I'm still in a group chat with 3 years later because we all just used to meet on spaces every day and just talk. And now, like, we've been talking for like 3 years. So I think
you've been on spaces.
On Twitter. Yeah, back in the day before, like 3 years ago.
Wow, I didn't know it was around that long.
Yeah.
I thought it just came out with X.
Yeah.
With the new rebranding.
It was before Elon Musk changed it to X, Twitter had spaces.
So was Twitter doing it first before Clubhouse?
No, Clubhouse
added to.
I feel like Clubhouse like started it, but then they went and then Twitter like kept it. Is Clubhouse still popping? Like,
Clubhouse,
I don't know.
The only person who's on Clubhouse now is Whack 100.
Right? His minions.
The 100 show.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, so Keep Six tried the Twitter thing. I can actually play the Twitter space because it's still available on his, if you go on Keep Six's Twitter or X. Right, they keep it posted, right? And you probably already knew that. That it stays up after, right?
You can play. I didn't know we didn't have that.
Yeah, because I did some. I'll be honest. I was trying to do some screen recording while I was on it, and then when I went into my phone after, all the screen recordings were muted.
Oh, they have it set up like that.
Yeah, they got me. Like, yo, Keep Six took it down. Smart man. Like, this was crazy. Oh no, it's right here. It's right here. My bad. So here's part of it. One second. How do I get into this here? Okay. How do I get in? Okay. So.
Or a song might come out after this.
Mula First. Because Mula First started it.
Yeah. Okay?
It went crazy near the end. And then that was the end. After the Haji Basto and YG beef that was going on there, because that's going to be the main thing that we get to, it just ended. They're like, okay guys,
bye,
we're gonna end it for the night. maybe next. I don't even know if they were like, we'll try it again next week. They're just like, all right.
That was fun. Okay.
There will be no next time.
Have a good night, guys.
Dumb questions. Come well prepared. See? This preparation, you shit you guys are doing, asking the same shit that fucking next interviewers are asking. Do your homework properly.
Mula, now that everything is good and, you know, you finished with the case and everything like that, you have any plans of going down south, down to the States?
It's Friday, Ricky Dreddick.
Nigga, fuck that. Why is your guys concerned the States so much? Why do you guys
want to speak so much?
Yo,
it's
shut
relevant.
Up! Nah, shut chill, the chill. Fuck up, B.
Yo, it's relevant.
Shut up.
It's relevant.
Keep six.
No, no.
Keep six. If this guy doesn't shut up, he's gonna have to leave, bro.
You guys didn't catch all that part. He went crazy.
Who's the one telling him?
He's talking to broadcast Wheeler.
Wheeler.
He went crazy on Wheeler, bro.
So just be quiet and do your job, bro. I run shit here. You don't have nothing of mine. You're not half of me. So shut up.
Rude.
Let me answer. America, you guys talk too much about America. You guys need to come with a plan to fucking get Canada booming, just like me. You guys never seen me before, okay? Be the first of you guys.
Let me go for it again. He goes, he keeps going crazy through the whole thing. He, you know, basically what happened in the interview is continued.
YouTube and take it down. I'll take down every diss track I made. I don't give a fuck if it has 1 million views, 200 views, 200,000 views. I will take that shit down, okay? And that's it. Now it's a new TO. Because the biggest blocks in Canada, okay? We are the biggest beef ever in Canada. There is no bigger beef than fucking Rexdale and fucking that other place. See? That is the most notorious beef in Canada. So if that's where it starts, you could put that down, then everyone will start following.
So let's stop there.
Because
I want to break this clubhouse down. What he's saying there, Mula first, he's continuing on what he said in the interview about deleting the diss tracks. And if not delete them, edit out all the disses. Panel, gang, thoughts.
I think it's a statement if you do that.
Attachments we're talking about. Demiyama.
Yeah.
They're big tunes.
But think about all the lives you would save in the future if you deaded it now. You know what I'm saying? That could be worth more than the money he's making.
Deading it is one thing. Deleting your big tunes. That's a different thing.
That's a pride thing. If you could take down your tracks like that, it's being mature and being like the bigger person in that case.
It would. That's how you know he would really want peace. Because he'd be like, I don't care about my own pockets. I care about resolving this beef.
Yeah.
But like, it's hard to ask that of a man. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you work hard to get a song that big. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
But it would show dedication to the peace process, no?
It's deep, bro.
Because, you know, you as an artist, as a, you know,
man with
bare catalog.
Yeah.
And imagine you have like 5 songs that you're, and 3 of those 5 are your biggest tunes. Delete that, bro.
And mans are going on like this? Like, Matt, this is how mans are going on? If mans can't even hold a decent conversation about it, and mans are going on like grade 5 recess? Fuck no, I'm deleting nothing. I'm not deleting shit. Fuck it.
Keep it all my shit.
I'm keeping all of it. You know what? Matter of fact, I'm going to tag you in it right now.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
You're going to re-release the gold of this shit?
Remastered.
We're going to put out a deluxe album
lyric videos and everything.
Man's want to go on like this? Okay,
rollouts.
Flip it. Right? Don't make me get crazy.
Barry McGinnis. Right?
That's me.
The approach is kind of wild. He was kind of... His tone wasn't that great.
Right? I get it.
That's how you say it.
I get it.
But there's so much behind what he's saying because it's a real thing. I get what I'm saying.
But I'm not saying on his side of things. I'm not saying on Mula's side of things. I'm saying on the other side of things too.
Mm.
I'm being like putting myself in boat, right? I never heard them ask once about deleting any records, right?
They're not the ones who put out the statement.
Exactly.
He's the one.
Exactly.
He put it on the floor.
He put it on the floor, but that's a good way to come at it. Like, fuck a record with Drake. Delete your records but, on the mandem.
I think honestly he's doing it this way because nobody's going to listen if he doesn't do it this way. Like, if he comes out nicely and messages Preston and goes, hey, can you delete your songs? Nobody's going to do it.
We need a bold call out.
Post a DM like, look at this look guy. At this.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir.
Look at the final boss talking like he's...
Exactly.
Would you consider deleting your songs and I'll delete mine and then we can have peace?
The only reason it's on the table and being heard.
Warmest regards.
Sincerely yours.
It's easy to just, like, I would pump fake them. I would take it down, but it would be like in one of those private. You disrespect me, light that back up again.
You'd have to have a collateral or a contract, because what if Press is like, you know what, fine, I'll delete it. And then the beef still continues, and now you just lost like your biggest song.
Yeah, that's what would happen. That's why I'd put it in the private. And so anyhow, boom, I would just you know what I mean? Yeah.
Unprivate
that again and bring it back up on Spotify. So it'd be like, you know what I mean? I don't give a shit. But at the end of the day, he has his point. You know, delete the records.
I'm not saying to do it, but that's what he said.
I'm the type of person, seeing is believing, right? Mm. So until I see that, that's when I can make my real comments on it and how I feel, right? Right now, it's just speculation for me. It'd just be speculation and me just putting a whole different fucking narrative out there for people to ride off of and be all up in the comment zone. So I'm not going to do all that to paint any narrative and put more fuel to any fire that's already guanin, because this shit sound passionate as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Don't get in the way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Me personally, I'm like, let me just watch as a visitor right now from the outside and see how this is gonna perpetuate.
I was like right there in freaking Twitter, like my Abby just sitting there while these guys are screaming at each other.
And meanwhile, they're staring at it and being like, "Oh, this boy Friday."
In the mix up.
In the arena, like you're like in the trenches of the war.
You're refereeing.
You're the ref.
Ducking punches.
Man, they're coming after you.
Referee.
Yeah.
Dodging knives. Oh, sorry.
You know,
referee is crazy. Right?
So that's like, to me, he has a good point. But back and forth, when I'm hearing about the other sides of things like chains and my young boys look like this and blah, 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 that's all a bunch of like, that's just part of the bravado of rap.
But right? You know what's so crazy? I was so entertained by that. I like watched every single slide of them going back and forth with the roasts. And like, it was like, I can't lie. I was entertained, even though it's like, on one side, you could be like, why are you promoting that? But I'm like, yo, I used to even just listen to like spaces of rappers beefing in Toronto just because it's entertaining, you know?
The way
they roast each other.
Very much so. But then it does give the boy them a little bit of a lead to walk on.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, whether they're acting cool with each other or not in those spaces. You get what I mean?
They got out of control.
Yeah, so it's just like, man. It's literally like throwing a match on a bunch of car tires.
Yeah.
That are already fueled up with gasoline, ready to go.
Yeah.
It gets spooky out there, dog. And like, shit can tumbleweed. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If it's serious like that. Let's just say we're all playing some action figure shit. Like, this is a scene out of the WWE right now. Motherfuckers is playing a good goddamn role.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
I don't think none of them is acting.
All right.
No, this is not. Yeah.
You wish it was, right?
Mad at each other.
You wish it was, though.
There's real bodies that have been passed.
I don't even know about all that.
Which is kind of mess why even someone like me is entertained by them going back and forth, because it's like, nah, this is real. There could be repercussions to even them just talking, but here I am like laughing at like, oh, they're roasting each other. He said this, he said that.
That's why.
And it's not just me, it's people, other people like me too, you know?
Comments are going crazy.
But am I wrong for being entertained by that? Should I just not consume it? Or, you know what I'm saying?
It's the energy. If we put more fuel into it, then yeah, something bad could happen because we're adding fuel to fire.
Mm.
You understand? You're adding oxygen. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's deep. So some things are supposed to be like, yo, if Toronto was moving more like the mob, yeah, what happened in the mob stays in the mob type of shit.
Mm.
Bro, we'd have these little American people fooled, but then when they get really down and they understand, we don't play. Yeah. Right? There's a way of the code that we kind of skipped over. These younger generation kind of skipped over the code of keeping it kind of quiet. You know what I mean? And not showing our hand.
Yeah.
And playing the poker face and being more mucky about it. Like, there's no more sleaziness. I don't see that. It's really out in the open. Like, I'll know you're coming for me, nigga. I used to, like, niggas want, like, before it'd be like, bro, you wouldn't even know that guy's gonna get you. Because he'd be shaking your hand.
Yeah, but I got to push back a little bit.
Okay.
I feel that we've been on this trying to copy the American wave for so long. And not just copy the American wave, but prove to them that we got our own issues over here.
But that's what I'm saying. But see, if you were keeping it more in-house, if we had more rules to this shit and was keeping it really in-house, right? A lot of our rappers would still go. Because they wouldn't know what's really going on to shy away from them. So, you're right. They're trying too hard to be American.
Part of
this is Canadian, not showing them nothing.
Yeah, but part of the getting popping is showing people what's going on. You're talking to a man who's on the Real Toronto
fans. I hear you.
When that popped and everybody found out that there was hoods and mans had guns over here, that was viral before viral was a thing.
Yeah, but how many mans went to jail from that? Yeah. Viral shit.
There's repercussions, obviously.
Thank you.
But
Toronto's never been like that before until
quote
then.
Quote unquote things that the words that we have now to explain these things or words that we use, like clout and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That was like given because of like, yo, fam, yo, mans are, you all got hoods out there. Yo, mans go hard. Oh shit, y'all a gangster. You know what I'm saying? And people have been like, nah, you Canadians are soft. Canada's so polite. All that. And mans are like, nah, fam, we're not soft, fam.
Yes.
Niggas in the States been think that so Canada's soft forever, bro.
For sure, I know that. And then they come down here and get fucking jacked up.
Yeah, but why do these niggas want to wait for them to come down here to
wait.
See it? We can show you on camera now.
Ah, see, that's where we slip. Because like you go to little places in Europe where there's niggas too, and they're worse than us.
Yeah, but nobody care about them, bro.
No, we care. They care. It's just that they roll with organized shit.
Yeah, but the world, they don't have the world spotlight.
Fam, but there's still some of probably the more violent places because they got rules to this shit.
They don't want the spotlight.
They don't want the spotlight.
But
they're still known for doing what they do around those places. And there's still a rapper that will come out of those places because they get to go and we're not shying away from them.
Yes.
They know
business. Those places. For the world view, Toronto, as far as like the negative shit, they did their job, fam. Traplore Ross from the UK made a whole documentary, an hour documentary about called Murder in the Six, because these niggas have publicized their gangster so much that people are like, yo, Toronto's got a crazy scene up there.
Always has.
Yo, you heard about Toronto?
Yeah, that's true.
Like in other places.
Always has though.
It's a negative thing.
Yeah.
But it worked.
It worked.
Top Five is one of the most popular rappers over there who's in jail. He paid the consequences, or he's paying the consequences, right? But he's become one of the most popular guys out there because he showed how gangster he is. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yes, it's bad. But as far as getting the attention from everybody, it's freaking working.
Batman moving in silence.
But how many,
that's what I know, right?
Yes.
That's where we come from.
The bad mans who are moving in silence don't want to be popular rappers, bro.
Yeah, the popularity doesn't work in their favor.
Yes, you're not going to get popular moving in silence. These mans who are like, yo, this is what I do. This is how my hood is. This is the name of my hood. This is the name of my clique. Like,
glorifying it makes it popular.
They make videos about it. Now people are like, yo, wow, I heard a Driftwood. Yo, I heard a Jungle. In like Tallahassee, my guy.
Mm. But how many artists from the Toronto drill scene, from this exposure, were able to have?
There's no Toronto drill scene.
They're all losing from it, but they've gained bare popularity, fam.
That's it.
Yeah, there's bare reaction videos on from the American niggas on niggas up here.
That's only gonna get you so much pum pum. What are they doing this for?
But how many of them have achieved like legitimate success as like a like financial
success?
Bro, they're
all in jail, fam. Yeah, you don't even have to, fam.
All right.
Trap Geek, okay. Uh-huh. He has two videos that are on big Toronto rappers. Trap Geek's another American like documentary YouTuber, okay. Both over 1 million views. Guess who they are? Casper and K-Money, right? Salute to both of them, right? But it's because they had crashed out at the time. Big video on them, 1.9 million views. The other person he has a video on, Young Lava, the Toronto's TK, they called it. Whatever million views that's sitting on.
Them niggas get any money from them niggas for that shit?
No.
Okay.
And where's Young Lava right now? in jail.
So,
but he gained so much notoriety to the point where Trap Geek found out who he was and decided to make a video, right? Mm-hmm. But it's for what?
Our biggest artists from Toronto aren't even from that scene of the music industry in Toronto. They're not from the, they're from even, like Drake didn't come up in that Toronto.
In the gully
like,
gully.
Yeah, yeah. That style of Toronto hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
Toby.
Havaya.
Havaya Mighty, yeah.
Like, come on, guys. There's other ones too. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, they're touring, they're doing their thing.
They have the actual finance. They're getting SoCan checks. They're getting
they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, fam.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't matter if they had a little bit of poverty in their life, they got up out of it and kept it going, right? They're a little bit different from the other ones.
Yeah.
Right? So what happens is, you ever seen a dog chase their tail? What'd they say when a dog chases a tail? What's up with the dog?
Yeah. They're
crazy. So next year, it's going to be the same thing. They're going to figure out a reason to beef again because they feel nothing's happening because there's no motion off of that.
Yeah.
You're only getting a little bit of...
You got to reheat it over and over again.
You get clout. You get some girls.
Yeah,
you
know, and then after a man's going to be like, yo, he's been silent for a bit. Where is he at? And then he's just going to pick a guy and just be like, you. All right. You're a bustle. You know what I mean? There we go. Beef. Da-da-da-da-da. And then I'm going to put out some music, get a couple views, you know, get some new pussy, get some new diamonds, get some new whatever, whatever. But it's not from the music. But it's like, it's just the look right now.
Yeah.
It's for me to say I'm doing rap music in my spare time when I'm, you know, or after I'm dealing with dog food. Like, come on, let's be real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the ones that are really going is the ones who don't have to be out there selling dog food and don't have to even beef. Like, you can hate these guys all you want, be in their comments and being like, oh, you're shit. But they can't see that because they're on tour. They're really doing what they have to do. They got priorities to make. They got appointments to make. They got, you know what I mean?
People interviews
to do. Yeah, and people and kids to, like, and babies to kiss.
Yeah. Radio stations to go freestyle.
Man, so don't even want to come to the radio because, dog, they think the fucking app is going to be there, dog.
Yeah. They don't want to show face now.
Sitting there waiting for them.
Coming through with a mask. Up.
Yeah.
10 niggas. Yeah. Like, to come and spit your verse, bro.
That's rap.
But they see these other ones doing it right and doing it proper. Why aren't they, like, you know, they see that the formula they're trying to go at with the beef and all that doesn't work because they're running in circles.
That's not real enough. So it starts with the rapper too. That's why I say there's a little code to it that they're missing. Like, we're not supposed to know really. We can know what's going on through the music, whatever, right? But it's then when it adds to, like, where you're getting on the live and then really talking about it, that's where you're letting it known. So obviously the blogs are going to see it and pick it up and have some juicy info and intel to go talk about.
Yeah.
Now you're letting them know what's going on.
You're giving them too much.
You're actually speaking. You're like, it's almost like you're doing therapy online, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That to me is almost crashing out a little bit too, because, like, if you were really going to do something to these motherfuckers, you wouldn't put nothing online saying they're bitches or they're nothing.
Mm.
I would actually wouldn't follow. I wouldn't follow them. All my mans would not be talking to about them, saying nothing.
Yeah.
And where we see them is on, like, Donkey Kong, right? So why would I? Then that means I need this for entertainment, because we're both trying to get out, right?
Everybody who we're talking about is rappers in the end of the day. If it's not like we're just watching hood niggas who got issues beefing with each other that are just, and we don't even know why they're beefing, we're just like, oh, look at Tyrone from this hood and Tyrell from the other hood beefing. Nobody cares about that, fam. Those guys have bare issues that are outside of the rappers. We only care about what the rappers are doing.
Yeah.
In the end of the day, the only reason we know is because there's rappers from all these different hoods who have issues who represent these hoods,
and
or we wouldn't know shit.
But then I sit back and I have to wonder, how the fuck y'all get into all these issues? where did you guys have time to really get? How do you guys have time?
No, they're inheriting hood beefs.
But how did you have time?
It's not their beef. So personally, did you go in?
They're just the representatives.
Yeah, exactly.
Not beefing. Their hoods are beefing, and they're the representatives of said hoods.
I know that, right? But I'm saying, like, there's the mathematics though.
Right? The only reason they have an issue with each other because they're from another hood, and I make better music than you. Now they start mixing into their arguments.
Yeah, whatever else they know about what happened in the past or something. It couldn't even have been them. It's just like, I used to do this.
Yeah, they didn't never even met each other.
Yeah, but then doesn't that make the whole why aren't we collabing argument, like, even more stupid? Because, like, it's not your beef; it's your you know what you're representing.
Well. Yeah.
At the end of the day, like,
most of these guys who chirp at each other, and I'm going to get to the Haji Basto and YG, because it actually leads in. These guys never even met each other. They're from different generations and shit, but they're beefing because their hood's been had beef.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now it's like, hey, I'm a young boy from this hood, you know, and like you said,
by
collect
default.
Info, whatever, whatever. And then they, when they get a chance to diss each other online, because they never met each other.
They have their shots ready.
Now they have all their shots ready.
Yeah.
Come on, Cronin. I seen you guys at UFC. You guys kept a groove in there. You guys are quick on the feet.
You did not see me.
I seen your Herm. I seen fucking 150 Dream Team.
You did not see me, brother.
What about 150 Dream Team? What about 150 Dream Team?
Stop the cap, brother.
He ran away with the chain that you borrowed.
Don't do the cap.
He thought he was going to get taken, that chain.
Didn't do nothing, kid.
You see the same chain that you borrowed?
You see the dog? And didn't do nothing, kid.
I
don't even have to think each minute of the slide.
I thought that's a regular one.
Hold on. There's like 8 slides I have here.
Yeah, I watched.
So I'm not
even
going to play all.
I listened to all of them.
Why can't you say Wallahi that ain't a demand and never left? Don't even say that in Iran. Say Wallahi the man who never left their seats. Say Wallahi the man who never left their seats.
My nigga kid. You are a dry ass kid. Fucking waste you.
You're a dry ass, man.
Okay, so what? So what? Yo, kid. So kid. You never told the us got the demand's name, you fucking rat kid. You fucking goof.
I never told no one.
You're fucking rat. My nigga, you told the us go to the man names.
I got in trouble for that.
Go to the man names name. You're a snitch.
You're a snitch, kid. Because you're good. You
won't
be with no charges.
You're a snitch, kid. Okay, you give the man name to the Drakes, right? You give the man my block, kid.
My nigga.
You got boxed off the block.
How did I get charged?
You got boxed off the block.
How did I get charged?
You bitch.
What did I get charged for? All
right, so we'll stop there. Because it just continues just over and over.
It's chaos.
I got more chains than you. We're the bigger ones. Because it's not just my hoods, you know, whatever. It turns, it's a mix of my hoods and my music's harder than you. You only got 20,000 streams. Like, if all that matters inside of the argument, then we're talking about rappers. Even though we're talking about real niggas. Don't get it twisted. We're still talking about guys who make music.
Yeah.
They still, after all the thugging and bugging, they go home and think of raps. Good ones, too.
To talk about their app.
Like, YG's talented.
Yeah,
Haji Basto, who I'm starting to get to know more, he can spit.
He's coming up.
He's good. He's good.
Yeah.
We're only reason, like, and I'm going to go back, the only reason we know any of these guys is because they make music. If they were just Tyrone and Tyrell beefing from different hoods, we would not be interested. The musicians who make great music, they go back and forth about all this real shit. But the only reason that we're watching them is because they have rap names. They have videos out, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're right.
Well, at least they're kind of keeping it rap in a sense by saying, yo, my chains are bigger than yours. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We'll
put that into some rhymes and talk more about that. Don't talk about killing their friend and smoking on their friend.
Yeah.
Talk about how much diamonds you got for real. Talk about how much better your raps are for real. Keep that bravado. I fuck with that. Keep that bravado.
Because it keeps on getting intertwined into these guys' arguments. I've been watching these mans argue on IG Live,
yeah,
Twitter Space, Clubhouse, all that for years.
Yeah.
And besides whatever disrespectful things they say about mans who are inside and I heard this, I heard that. They always go back to, hey, and I got more emotion than you. If it was only about the street shit, they would only keep that talk. They wouldn't even mention one thing about how much streams they got. None of that. It wouldn't even matter, bro. But they care about that.
Yeah, so it's tying in. Mm-hmm. Let them tie that in now. That's the narrative. Talk about how much more streams you guys got. Talk about how much more diamonds you got. I don't mind. Okay. I don't mind. Just don't talk about how much bodies you got.
What if...
And then you giving it all away.
Thank you.
That ain't free game. That's stupid game. You know what I mean? That's called crash.
But what if they put it into their music and then someone crosses the line and that leads to...
How's that going to cross the line that you got more, I got more diamonds than you? Then come with a bigger chain. I'd rather see them competing on who come, like niggas start looking like Slick Rick out here.
Yeah.
Like that's what I would rather see them get more into the fashion sense.
And
you know, like I got a, now YG goes and gets a little modeling deal and then now he's flexing on a cover or something. That's called rap music because I can get on this and this and this. I'll show you how much blogs really pick. Not these little blogs we got. Now you start going and getting the real things going.
Yo, if you get offended by who's got a bigger chain, it's going to only make you want to go and get a bigger chain.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
but if you're getting offended by who's got more bodies, it's going to make you want to go get another body.
Rather them keep it rap, and that's the competitive side. If they're gonna be a little, you know, if it's gonna get a little childish, be on that. Come with who got more cars. That's what them niggas in the States would really be talking about.
Yeah, because they're mentioning it in the shit.
Yeah.
You mentioned chains. The man was like, yo, I got bare $100,000 chains. And
that's rap.
Haji Basto was like, yo, mine's is pending. And then they started clowning him for that. Yeah. But they cared about that part.
But that's good. That's the part I'd rather see you guys going at it for.
Yeah.
And then maybe I could see you later on in a picture together, like, because you can, niggas got some money off of that type of motion where people start being more interested on what you're going to wear next, what you're going to rap about next on your bravado side.
Yeah. Not what, how much more achievements are you guys going to get than each other?
Yeah.
Let's make that the beef.
Yeah.
Who's got more awards?
Who got more plaques?
who got the Grammy
right?
first?
That's when YG should have been like, you know what? Let me post all my plaques right now.
Yes.
And been standing and be sitting, spelt out something in this plaques or something. Like you gotta really up one on
these guys
tools.
Should be competing for Grammys. Like they should be doing like awards. Like the plaques is one thing, but like actually getting on a stage and receiving an award in front of like the
whole music community. You guys should be fighting on how many shows you did this year, like, and got paid for, dog.
Yo, and the thing is, if it's really back to whatever it is with the street, the fact that the next team is winning so sick as far as like all these achievements, it's gonna burn the next hood. So you're still winning, fam. Like, look how rich these niggas is getting. Oh, we got to go get more rich.
We got to go to the studio, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right? But then you up them. You up on them. You don't got to talk about their...
It's their, good competitive... What's that called? Good competition or what?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just that should solution. Be the thing. You know what? You guys... You took out how many bodies? You know what? Watch how successful I am. Watch how much shit I get so that you guys can't even touch me. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's how it is? Okay, well, watch how... It can't
and I wouldn't say, and then I wouldn't say your name because I'm not going to get you no fame. So that's where I would squash you.
I don't want to be a pessimist though, but like we could take it to Memphis, right? Mm. That happened with Yo Gotti's camp and Young Dolph's camp. Okay, it became from street beef to look how much successful our each sides can get, and Young Dolph was doing his thing, putting people on, getting mad money, helping out the neighborhood. Same thing on Gotti's side. He's signing guys, becoming a bigger rapper, messing with Jay-Z. Look how much more I'm doing than you, little Dolph. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? That was the kind of thing that was kind of going on.
But they're still storing the subs in the music.
Then they got way left and now we don't got Dolph, bro.
Yeah, so.
you know what I'm saying? So like, I don't want to be a pessimist. It's a good plan. Like, yes, compete for success. But even while competing for success, there's so much, I don't know, like evil underlining things. That even the mans, while they're getting the success, then the greed starts coming in and then somebody ends up dying. And Dolph's not here. And those guys were having a success competition like crazy at one point, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There was like two kings of Memphis. Dolph and Gotti.
South side, north side.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And they're warring. Gotti's got to like have like freaking president level security to walk around because of his success.
And then Dolph got bulletproof cars.
Yes. So it's like, maybe we just got to change the root of the mind state, period, fam.
Yeah, dog.
Because even while competing for success, niggas die.
I hear you. But if you're keeping it where like how much records getting sold and whatever, it will, you ain't trying to die, dog, before you beat, you know what I'm saying? You're trying to beat your competitor on more records sold. So you're going to keep yourself secluded. You're going to do the right steps. You're going to move more like a star.
And you want to be free to enjoy this shit, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you got beef while you're trying to be successful, and then at the same time now you're really trying to shoot at niggas and stuff like that, you're taking all of the money that you made and then throwing it all away because you still got a war with these guys. Like the way these guys are talking to each other, and I don't want to like, but we got to be realistic. If these mans were to see each other, there's something might happen. So then all the things that they've been working towards, they threw it all away because they've seen each other in public. So then what does that solve?
What is it? Ego at that point then?
Yeah. Ego, pride.
Yeah, it's all maturity, ego, pride. Like, there's lack of all of that. Like,
but obviously, anything these guys do, it's controlled environment. So what's the chances?
No, but like they're talking about the UFC and stuff. What if mans ran into each other at the UFC, started a big-ass beef, get taken away in handcuffs? Now, all that time that you're working on all these streams, collecting all these plaques, you can't enjoy them because you're sitting in a jail cell because you beef with your ops. Because you seen them in public and you're like, I have to do something because if I don't, people are going to think I'm pussy rather than, you know, because, you know, sometimes in the States, these guys, oh, I seen each other. We seen each other to fight and they just stayed in their own corner and didn't do nothing. Mm-hmm. Mans over here, we're not that, I don't want this, but we're not mature enough to
we're trying to climb over people. Excuse me.
We'll risk it all.
I just need to fight that guy over there. Give me one second.
Excuse me.
Excuse me, buddy.
You see that guy over there?
Just going to get right there. Just going to get right between there.
And
then all of those shit you collected is all out the door.
It's a waste.
Because you're in jail because you ran into the ops, fam. So all of that competition, everything like that, you ran into each other and you threw it all away. Yeah, now your fans can't even get to see you at a show because they're in jail.
Some of these guys, remember, it's just a fist fight. If that's the case, you're not throwing shit away.
Nah, fam. Everybody.
But if you're out there with strap-ons and then you're busting out your
Some
grade,
of these guys can't even go outside without a mask or like they have to be super hidden.
Talk about it.
They can't go anywhere, man. What's the point of getting all this money and getting all this fame and doing all this work if you can't even
But that's when they take
sit and enjoy it.
Take off the mask if that's the case, right? If
you can't. It's okay for your fans to pick you up, but if you see one of your ops, it's all out the door.
And that could be anywhere, right?
You got to watch behind your back.
Yeah. That's such a shitty way to live. Like, you have to always be looking behind your back and like watching where you're going.
Yeah, and everything's controlled environments.
I don't think anyone really wants that. No one wants to wake up and like have to like watch behind their back all the time to see if someone's going to run up on them. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't even think like the most gangster wants that.
Seems like it now.
That's the thing. They put themselves in those situations. They put themselves in that life.
Yeah. Well, listen, man. I'm going to give a salute to both parties, YG and Haji Basto. Like I said, these guys are very talented individuals. And I'm never expecting them to do a tune together or whatever. That's stupid. But just figure it out, guys. Figure it out. I got one more thing for us.
We love hip-hop. This episode sponsor Exotic Hot Pots with great strains and merch and delivery all across the GTA. You can hit them up on their Instagram page, Exotic Hot Pot CA, or subscribe to their Telegram at Exotic Hot Pot. Let them know that you heard about them through the We Love Hip Hop podcast. Salute to the sponsors. Cheer.
Okay. We're going to go completely in another direction off of this Toronto hip hop stuff. Lighten up the mood a bit, okay? I think I'm going to put this under the mod thing.
It just really gets dark when you talk about it, fam.
We went into the crazy wormhole.
I'm like stressed right now.
My armpits started sweating.
Right, bro.
Going home with things to think about
and
shit.
Let me watch what I say on this motherfucker.
I'm like, yo, am I going to get involved by saying what I just said?
Less is more.
We're just podcasters, man. I'm going to put this under our mod thing of the week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Move on.
Diaper spa. Oh, I heard about it.
The adult diaper spa.
What?
Okay.
Say that again.
It's an adult diaper spa. There's a place where adults can go and get treated like babies.
Yep. That's a fetish.
Wait, what?
Big fetish.
And there's like packages and stuff like that.
Treated like babies. What? You're getting like held? Mothered and carried and like fed.
Burped?
And... Yeah. So a diaper spa for adults has bizarre service like cuddle time, changing time, changes up to ours. What is that? Ours 1.24. I don't know what these letters are supposed to mean. Okay, so I'll get into it here. A diaper spa in New Hampshire offers a unique experience allowing individuals over 21 to wear adult diapers and engage in childlike role play activities. Known all about below. So let's see. Let's see what some of these pictures look like. Can we see some bigger pictures? Because this is like a changing station right here that you're looking at. Okay. Yeah. This is the room. It has a Montessori bed. Right? Like the...
like a crib?
The Montessori crib. Yeah. All right. I feel like there's a video in here about this.
Oh my God.
There's a news story video I want to find about this, fam. Or I'll just continue on reading here. New Hampshire, a new spa left people bewildered as it let people wear adult diapers and role play as children. The diaper spa in Atkinson, New Hampshire offers a mature and pamper all diaper lovers and enthusiasts. A richly immersive experience.
Why do I feel it's like billionaires that are like, I feel like it's like some rich people who enjoy this.
And a judge that passed that law.
Who probably is a member of this place.
Oh, he's the owner.
There's people who are kind of protesting it still. I'm not going to lie.
But it's called Diaper Spa, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to pull it up over here.
Okay, it is weird, but like legally and morally, if it's consenting adults and you're paying, like I don't see anything like technically wrong. Like it's morally weird.
You're sitting there and you just take a shit and now that person got to change your diaper?
I pulled it up over here.
You're paying them.
Wow. Is there a happy ending?
That's the website right there.
I don't know. You get to take a nap.
There's photos on here, right?
What's the website?
Is there a happy ending?
Did you get to suck on breastspa.com?
Right.
Diaper spa?
Is there breastfeeding? Yeah. Yo, is breastfeeding included?
Oh, diaperspa.com.
Right.
Imagine, right?
Here are the services. Virtual play date.
Virtual is crazy.
I told you, there's happy endings here.
Is there breastfeeding?
Oh, wait, no. Make an appointment today or schedule your free consultation. This is like...
free consultation is crazy. Like, what do you look for? Like, what kind of baby treatment you're looking for? Like, getting burped? Like,
they don't have much on here. There is a disclaimer, though.
It's private.
Yeah.
University.
This is for, like, rich. I feel like it's mad expensive.
Services. Where's the services? Okay. You can get virtual play dates, live phone call. There's a bunch of different things that they offer on the website. I'm going to try to play something off of YouTube from one of these people who've been reacting to one of these things. You know where I actually found this? I found this on Brett Cooper, the... Okay.
Yo. Well, a new spa is brewing in southern New Hampshire, West...
I don't know who's... Trend TV is who I'm taking this video from. And big shoot to Master Moves Rise for this YouTube premium break right here. Hit them up on their Instagram, master-move.rise. All right, get yourself some apparel and get some custom-made apparel too. You know what I mean?
Students in Atkinson are taking a stand against
the Dyson Spa. They got like full-size cribs.
A nursery-like business for adults who role-play as children and, yes, wear diapers. According to its website, the Diaper Spa is open to wearing individuals who seek...
We need a way better video than this. Let's see what this shorty said.
What a terrible narrator, whoever that was.
A lot of attention in the media right now. Because they're always the voice of reason, right? One said, oh no, grown adults are gonna exist in public while abiding by all laws of public decency? The horror.
You know what I'm going
adult
to do?
Baby
my bad.
Diaper love.
My bad. I'm gonna go to my history quick, fast. And big salute to Brett Cooper. That's a weird one, and I'm giving a salute to because she's nowhere in the hip hop world. She works for the Daily Wire, little white thing that, I don't know what you would call her. She's like very, conservative?
I'd say conservative.
Right wing?
Super right wing?
With a bit of, what is it? Like, you know, a feminist?
There's a lot on here about like backlash from it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people are not happy with the...
No.
But why?
Because that's a dangerous fetish, bro.
Yeah, they're saying it's a fetish.
But it's already happening. You're just capitalizing off. And if it's like...
Yeah, but see how they're passing, like... They're slowly passing child.
They're normalizing that world. Yeah. I didn't think about that.
Trust me.
You probably need one, but maybe not from these people. Diaper B&B, $1,500. Okay.
Diaper B&B.
That's what they're called. Okay, so last spring, we did an episode about this. If you want to be horrified, you can go back and you can watch that video. Me, like that kind of stuff, and they have nurses that come and change their diapers.
Awesome.
And they give them little toys.
Look at this.
The video we watched was a documentary about this couple that ran a like regressive age adult baby situation. It's so weird, but obviously now
this is like
becoming
an example of one of those
real look business.
Hold on.
Pampered like at a hospital. That is on a pam.
Wow.
What am I seeing right now? The man looks like he's about 300 pounds.
Guys, they have to put pins through his shit.
Adult
just to probably
situation.
Hold it up.
It's so weird, but obviously now this is becoming a real business. I wanted to check it out for myself to drop us a line. Yeah, I'll drop a line. I'll tell you that this is wrong. This is weird. The inspiring world of the diaper spa, a photo gallery.
So look at the photo gallery here.
Abdul, wellness and care. Oh my God.
All these rooms.
Guys,
there's a big
cow photo.
You see that chair?
I can't
see nothing right now.
Oh,
you can't see the screen.
It's all good.
I got the room though. The room's going on this one. Is that the same picture you got over there?
Which room now?
The one with the little carpet. There's like a love thing on the window. It's got an adult-sized crib and then a big chair.
I'm going to pull it up on the screen so the man...
Yes. Yeah. I was just listening to the audio. Yeah,
okay, listen. Look at this.
Yeah, that's what I got over here too.
This room right here, this chair, that's like a high chair.
Yeah, yeah.
So like you can go and sit in a high chair and feel like a little baby
and get fed like pureed flipping.
Yes,
potatoes this right here. And shit.
That's how you can feel like a little baby.
This is a changing. See, I don't know if you were seeing it on the screen.
Yeah,
this is a changing station. Yeah. Okay, Zar, the one on the top corner. That's a changing station. You're gonna get to lay down and get changed like a little baby.
Yeah, like you take a dump before you get there.
You'll take a little poopy.
Yeah, in your diaper. Come in there with a stink bomb ready to go. She wipes your body, like all types of things. What kind of wet wipes?
And the people running this business, like, what's
some demented one, dog. People who.
So there's a news report that she pulled up
here. The owner of the first adult diaper spa for processing trauma.
Diaper spa in the country invited me in for a look to try to dispel some of the fears and misconceptions.
Play-Doh, kinetic sand, crayons.
Imagine.
Crayons.
It is.
This is creepy. This is creepy.
Processing. It's for working out issues.
Colleen Murphy shows me.
Processing.
Working out issues.
Yo, what is happening, fam?
They're normalizing.
Like a safe space where she hopes to dispense normalizing therapy that involves clients
that issue.
Wearing adult diapers to deal with stress or trauma.
How does that?
And what about the diapers? It's a diaper spa.
Just forget about your bills and problems.
So it has diapers and baby powder and wet wipes and.
Told you. What kind of wet wipes do you use?
The diaper spa website offers nursery spa care for $300 an hour.
$300 an hour.
Oh man!
Told you, some rich folks. You
make it
for rich people.
B&B for $1,500.
This man needs to.
$1,500 for 24 hours for diaper B&B.
Sure, that's money, man. All right, so I'm done engineering. I'm going to just run a diaper. I'm going to do it, guys. I'm going to do it.
Okay,
no,
so
I feel you.
This is happening in New Hampshire. I don't know if they're trying to, you know, franchise this or whatever. But in my opinion, they're kind of normalizing pee-pee.
Yes,
yeah,
big time.
Yeah, it's fucked, bro.
Big time.
That's, that's where my mind goes.
Yeah, right away. And when they said to help with issues.
What issues?
Yeah, the issue on the ones that have been caught for those type of things that are coming out and like itching to flip and do it again. So they got to put them in the scenarios where they can role play it and be normalized to go back in society and not, you don't see this flipping guy with a belly running down your street with a diaper on and a flipping bib.
Yeah.
Trying to talk to your
get
kid.
Get it all out in there.
Yeah, they're going to give them their space, bro.
But, okay, I have a question. Like, two consenting adults, one of them role-playing as a baby, and the other one, I guess, going along with it.
Right.
How is that pedophilia? Because it doesn't have anything to do with actually harming a child. It's two adults,
what
I'm
saying? What are you talking about? It's the
idea.
The fantasy of it.
But fantasy of what?
They're thinking that's a child, that's a kid.
They're thinking they're a kid.
The person who's doing the tugging is thinking they're tugging a kid.
There's two sets of fetishes and fantasies going on here.
One wants to play with a baby-looking person who looks like the baby boss.
And the other one likes pedophiles.
But it's just because you wear a diaper doesn't mean you look like a baby. You're still an adult in a diaper. You know what I'm saying? If you're actually a P-file, like you probably
When you're if you role play with your girl or whatever, with your partner, right? And they play as a doctor. They're not a doctor.
Yeah.
But your idea of them being a doctor is what's getting you off, no? But that's what it is.
No, what's getting me off is I like girls and this girl is happening. Like, I'm not like she has to be a doctor because I know she's not really a doctor. No, you know what I'm saying?
But that's you specifically, obviously. But there's people out there that are like in the doctor situation that they like doctors. They think somebody in that in that costume or that uniform is what gets them off.
It's not just the uniform. It's the scenario.
It's the role playing.
The doctor's office. You're sitting there in the robe, but now all of a sudden the doctor is hot. She comes in and jerks you off.
Yeah.
That's a fantasy.
That's a role play.
That'd be amazing. A role play, right? The role play that these guys want to reenact is, I'm a baby. You're an adult. But, you know, do the same for me. Give me a little handy or whatever. I don't know. I don't even know if that's what's happening.
Yeah, is it sexual or is it just like you're just a baby?
We
don't know, fam. They might just want to sit there, get changed, then
get burped.
Like, you're saying, no, they might be busting a nut after they get changed or something.
Yeah, there was an article. There was an article.
300 an hour, you're busting a nut.
You got changed. You sit there busting.
There's a happy ending. There's got to be a happy ending.
There was an article that clean my butt
and burp me and jerk me. That is exactly what is going
take
down.
Take off the pepper and discard it.
Is this a brothel? Is this just like an alternative brothel?
Well,
then?
Could be though. That's the thing.
They're saying it's not a brothel though. They're saying this is like a wellness.
Obviously, they're not going to come out and be like,
if it's non-sexual, is it P-file still? Or is it just weird? Well, if it's non-sexual.
We're definitely leaning on the weird side.
It's weird.
But legally.
That means like that's why they do a consultation, because it's probably somebody who's about to do some wild shit. So they're going there to get it out of them.
It's
or
like therapy.
Their husband or
maybe
wife
that's how they sift through
walking
people.
Into the room and seeing their husband being like, Google Gaga, Google Gaga, and shaking a fucking rattle and they're like, yo, this man wants to do me up, but he's in our pamper every time I come inside the room.
William, what is wrong
with
you?
Go to the diaper spa.
We got to take this guy to our diaper spa. He's literally shitting and doo-dooing and peeing in his pamper and being like, yo, can you change this for me, baby?
William, you gotta go to shovel the driveway.
Yeah, he's like, he's in a onesie with a shitty camper trying to do it, crying. Like,
I can't pay bills. I'm a baby.
I baby.
Yo, there's places that do the exact same thing, but as dogs, people like play dogs.
Yeah.
And they're like, they're really into it. Like, they're on all fours. Like drinking out of a bowl, barking. Bruh.
And is that wrong?
Getting walked with
illegally.
Anybody that I've known to wear a diaper has a mental issue. Unless they're an older lady and then they, you know, they're
Or the baby.
Or a baby.
Or no, actual the baby.
Oh, the baby. But he did that for his own personal. Right?
<He's not> like, baby.
Right? Like, let's just be real. Like, anybody walking around looking like Baby Boss, I'm going to be very like skeptical of their
baby
mental.
Boss. Baby tuxedo.
Yeah, like I'm very like, I'll be in my head about them. Like, yo, why is this guy walking around looking like Baby Boss, right?
But, yo, technically everyone has the boss right, like, you have the right to pretend that you're a dog with a bunch of other people that are pretending to be dogs. Like, even though it's weird, like, you legally have that right.
Yeah, but that,
as long as it's not like harming anyone, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
So that's where it's like, that's why they were probably even able to open this, because it's like, this isn't the confines of your own personal life.
There was an article on that same Google search, if you search it up, that said something about the state was trying to determine whether this is like a sexual thing or not.
Yeah. They're trying. The people in the neighborhood, like around that New Hampshire neighborhood, are appalled. Like, they're like,
it is,
can you, this is down the street from me. Please get this away
it's
from
disturbing.
My neighborhood, bro.
It's disturbing.
What the hell?
It's mad disturbing.
You're seeing people walk in there, you're just like,
right?
So I want to know if they're like booked up, if these guys get business. Imagine. Like that. Like, that's crazy.
They got a lineup outside.
That's
crazy.
See a midget coming.
Because the fact that they're doing 300 an hour.
Yeah,
and they're up, and you know they gotta pay rent. They got, it's not like a light facility.
No,
it's
somebody's getting
spot.
These services. Somebody's paying for the BM. What is it? DB&B diaper BNB for 24 hours, $1,500.
That's a lot.
Okay, I have a follow up question. What do you think? Because I don't think anyone chooses to be into these things. Like, something must have happened for you to like want to pretend to be a baby.
Mental health issue, man.
Mental health. And that's why I said, anybody I've
trauma?
Seen wearing
maybe
a guy's
stems
pamper.
Something happened, man.
Yeah. So, maybe it stems from that.
Molested, you know?
Yeah.
I don't even want to say the whole word YouTube and stuff, but, you know.
Nah.
I hope not.
I got what you were
they
saying.
They might have had a Hassan Campbell issue type thing. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Sorry, Hassan.
Right?
I mean, caught astray. God damn. Well, listen, I just wanted to let people know this exists. You know, I'm going to put this under the mod thing of the week.
I think, definitely,
mercy.
Definitely disturbing, but I do think that, like, legally, in a weird way, they do have a right to do that.
You
know what I'm saying?
I hear you, but if
somebody go check Czar's history.
I can't. I don't maybe know.
On the feedback page on there, giving his like little quote where I went there, it was a great time.
Four stars.
Four stars. I have a consultation later. Stock for law, bro.
Let's get out of here, man. Let me see if I could find some good
stock for law, bro.
That's wild, man.
No,
that's wrong, bro.
That's wild, man.
One song only.
Yeah.
7 years in this bitch.
Yo, happy anniversary, guys. Going strong. 7 years strong. Here's to another seven more.
Yeah. We on that Rogan run over here. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
We ain't playing, man. Twice a week? Hey.
I can't play with us.
Hold on. You like this shit crazy. Fall so hard, this shit weird. We ain't even supposed to be here. Fall so hard since we here. It's only right that we be fair. Psycho, I'm libo to go Michael. Take your pick. Jackson, Tyson, Jordan. Game six. What's the plans for the week, Mr. Wallace?
You know what I mean? Just keeping it smoother than a baby's bottom. I ain't no diaper spas or nothing. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know what I'm saying? Just doing my radio thing, keeping it fresh as always on 89.5 FM every day, every Monday from 10 to 5, yes. From 10 to 12, you know what I mean? With my co-host DJ Slam and MLNY, Mr. Maloney, the white Tupac.
Uh-huh. You know. What about you, Zara? What you got going on?
Production, more gigs, more life, more success. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking of turning Burrow Sound to sort of a blog, but a different kind of blog. I need to actually talk to you about that. But I've been just thinking about making content, what type of content I want to make, and how what to do with the page. So, bear plans.
Yes.
More plans for your head talk.
Friday's creating creators over here.
Yeah, inspiring.
Inspiring.
What about you, Beef Rizzle?
Well, shout out my intern from the Netherlands. I'm going to be taking him around.
Niels
is here, so I'm going to be taking him around Toronto. I don't know if you guys want to suggest a spot. You know?
Just don't go to the hood, fam.
Oh, for sure.
Just make a left turn. Don't make the right turn, fam.
Quick comment. Niels loves ice caps. Like, he thinks it's the best. And, like, ice caps are special, bro. Shout out to ice caps.
Stamp of approval from the Netherlands.
As long as there's a Tim Hortons, you can take this guy anywhere, bro.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, shout out to my dude, Dave.
Make sure to double check your order.
In the building too.
Let's get the hell out of here, man.
Stop. I'm the illest, cause I'm suffering from realness. Got my niggas in Paris, and they going gorillas.
I don't know what that means.
No one knows
what it means.
Nobody
provocative. No, it's
not. Get the people going.
Do remember, hit us up on our website, welovehiphop.ca. That's where you find everything. Another 7 years for your head top.
Another seven. Bow. You gonna cause some trouble though?
Listen. The only trouble that they have is being consistent in this bitch. Okay? Try to do 2 episodes a week and then y'all can talk to me. Alright?
Let's go.
Until then, shut the fuck up. We off of this.
Peace. What is watch to the throne? Don't let me get in my zone. Don't let me get in my zone. Don't let me get in my zone. These other niggas is lying.
Go,
like ain't mine.
I got yes. That hot bitch in my home.
I
got bitches I owe. Don't let me get in my zone. Don't let me get in my zone.
My zone.
Don't let me get in my zone.
My zone.
Don't let me get in my zone.
My zone.
We love hip hop.